Welcome to lesson number 6 in Foundations of the Faith.
Wilujeng sumping kana pelajaran nomor 6 dasar iman.
We are dealing with issues that are central to the church.
Tang bade ngabahas hal ieu inti kanggo gereja.
These are the foundations upon which our faith rests.
Imang rupi dasar-dasar di mana iman urang nyalande.
In this lesson we'll be dealing with ordinances of the church.
Dina pelajaran ieu urang bade ngabahas peraturan-peraturan gereja.
The first ordinance we want to deal with is water baptism.
Peraturan nu ngawitan nu baris dibahasnya eta ngeunaan baptisan selam.
Look in your Bible with me in Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 through 19.
Tingali kitab suci saderek di Matius pasal 28 ayat 18-18.
This is after the resurrection of Jesus.
Ya kajantanan saparatos buahna Yesus Kristus.
He is talking to his disciples just prior to his ascension.
Injeuna ngadawuh ka para muridna satracana ka surga.
I'm reading from Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19.
Awas Matius 28, ayat 18, begitu kasal 18.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
Yesus terasnya ketan kamarangena bareng alir, sekabe kawasa di sawarga jeng di bumi, geus dipasrahkeun ka kami.
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Usabab eta marane kudu iang, kabeh bangsa dijadikeun murid kami sarta kudu dibaptis kalawan panjenengan Rama Putra jeung Roh Kudus.
Verse 20 says this.
Ayat 20 nyarioskeun.
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Urukan sinangalampahkeun anu ku kami geus diparentahkeun ka marane, marane sing yakin yen kami ngarejengan sapapanjangna. Amin.
Jesus received all authority in heaven and earth.
Yesus nampi sadaya otoritas di surga sareng di bumi.
And then commanded his disciples to go into all the world.
Lajeng nami warang ka murid-muridna mios ka sakuliah dunya.
To preach the gospel.
Nawartakeun Injil.
And to baptize those that believed.
Kanggo ngabaptis nu persanten.
This is a command of Jesus.
Ieu perintah Yesus.
Those that believe in Jesus Christ.
Maranehna nu persanten ka Yesus Kristus.
Should be concerned with obeying his commands.
Sakadana emut jeung taat kana perintahna.
Let's look at some other verses on the subject of water baptism.
Angga tingali dina sabeberapa ayat anu sanes ngeunaan baptisan selam.
Turn to Acts chapter 8 verses 5 and 12.
Balikkan kisah Rasul, pasal 8 ayat 5 dugi ke 12.
We're going to be reading from Acts chapter 8, verse 5, and then verse 12.
Baca kisah Rasul, pasal 8 ayat 5, sareng diteraskan ayat 12.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
Di kota Samaria anu didatangan ku Filipus, terus diwanokun ka Kristus.
Verse 12 says this. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
Tapi sanggeus ku Filipus diwawarkeun Injil Kristus nepi ka palercayana maranehna awewe lalaki kabeh dibaptis.
I want you to notice the order that things occurred.
Hayang sadek merhatoskeun urutan hal waktos eta kajantenan.
Philip preached.
Filipus khotbah.
The people believed the preaching.
Jalma rea kana khotbah eta.
After they believed, they were baptized.
Sabarantos maranena persanten manehna dibaptis.
From this place, Philip was led by the Holy Spirit.
Tempat ieu Filipus dipimpin ku Roh Kudus.
To talk to one man from Ethiopia.
Kanggo nyarios sareng urang pameget ti Ethiopia.
In Acts chapter 8 verse 35 we find that story.
Dina Kisah Rasul 8 ayat 35 urang mendakan serta eta.
Philip is talking to this man from Ethiopia.
Filipus nuju gunem catur sareng pameget ti Ethiopia.
Verse 35, then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture preached Jesus to him.
Ayat 35 barabat ku Filipus diterangkeun nepi ka Injil Yesus mimiti ti ayat nu bieu teh.
Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?
Maranena narangkeun perjalananana nepi ka tempat nu aya cai. Saur sida-sida tingali aya cai. Naha halangan naon upami abdi dibaptis?
Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Tur Filipus upami kawulanun, percanten sapinu hate mangga tiasa, balerna abdi percanten nya Yesus Kristus Putra Allah.
So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him.
Urang Etiopia teh ami warang ngalireunkeun karetana sareng duanana tarurun ka cai Filipus sareng sida-sida teh ayeun anjeunna dibaptis.
Philip said, if you believe with all of your heart,
Filipus nyarios upami kolonan percanten sapinuh hate,
you may be baptized.
Mangga tiasa dibaptis.
You must believe first.
Kaderek kerah percanten heula.
Then comes the baptism into water.
Menyusul dibaptis selam.
The man said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Meget nyarios abdi percanten yen Yesus Kristus Putra Allah.
Philip baptized him.
Filipus ngabaptis anjeunna.
Water baptism is an outward demonstration.
Baptisan selamnya eta tindakan di luar.
Of an inward faith.
Iman di lebet hate.
My faith must be in Christ first.
Dikedah iman ka Kristus.
Baptism itself does not save you.
Baptisan moal nyelametkeun saderek.
Baptism is important.
Baptisan teh penting.
But I must be saved first.
Abdi kedah dipayun diselametkeun.
The Bible says if I believe in my heart.
Kitab suci nyaraskeun upami abdi percanten dina hate.
God raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Allah ngagugakeun Yesus Kristus dina mautna.
And if I confess him with my mouth as Lord,
upami abdi ngaku yen anjeunna teh Gusti ku bibir,
I will be saved.
Abdi baris diselametkeun.
That is how salvation comes.
Nya kieu kaselametan kajantenan.
Water baptism demonstrates my salvation.
Baptisan cai nunjukkeun kaselametan abdi.
If you are not saved before you get baptized,
upami saderek teu diselametkeun satuh acana saderek dibaptis,
you will go into the water as a dry sinner.
Saderek lebet ka jero cai salaku ngagaduhan dosa nu garing.
You will come out of the water as a wet sinner.
Saderek teu kaluar ti cai salaku nu gaduh dosa baseuh.
The water doesn't save you.
Cai teu nyalametkeun saderek.
But it is a demonstration.
Tapi ieu mangrupi hiji tindakan.
It is a picture of what happened to you.
Ieu gambaran naon nu kajantenan ka saderek.
When you accepted Jesus Christ.
Waktu saderek nampi Yesus Kristus.
In my own life.
Di lebet hirup abdi saderek.
I was baptized in water.
Abdi dibaptis selam.
After I believed.
Kaparantos abdi percanten.
It was a day I remember well.
Eta mangrupa dinten nu dipaemah.
It was a declaration of my salvation.
Eta mangrupi deklarasi kasalametan abdi.
To the whole world.
Ka seluruh dunya.
Telling them I'm identified with Christ.
Nyariosun kamaranana yen abdi identifikasi sareng Kristus.
Look with me in the book of Romans chapter 6.
Mangga tingali sareng dina kitab Roma pasal 6.
We're going to be reading from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6.
Urang bade ngaos dina Roma pasal 6, ayat 3-6.
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
Kageuy, geus paroho yen urang geus dibaptis ku salira Kristus, dina hakekatna mah urang milu maut babarengan sareng anjeunna.
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Kulantaran dibaptis urang milu paeh, sarta dikubur jeung anjeunna, malar bisa asup ka alam hirup anyar sakumaha Kristus ku kawasana rama dihirupkeun deui tina maut.
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Sabab lamun urang geus satunggal jeung anjeunna dina pupusna, tangtu oge bari satunggal dina gugahna.
Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
Tegasna kamanusiaan urang anu heubeul geus satunggal bareng jeung anjeunna diuculkeun tina panyerek dosa.
When Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world,
waktu Yesus pupus disalib kanggo dosa-dosa dunya,
he was dying for me.
Anjeunna pupus kanggo abdi.
He defeated sin.
Anjeunna ngalahkeun dosa.
He defeated the devil.
Anjeunna ngalahkeun iblis.
He defeated all the powers of darkness.
Anjeunna ngalahkeun sadaya kawasa kagalapan.
He was raised from the dead.
Anjeunna digugahkeun tina mautna.
With resurrection power.
Sareng kawasa gugahna.
What Jesus did on the cross, He did for me. When I believe on Jesus Christ, I demonstrate what He's done for me by being baptized in water. When I am put under the water, it is a type of burial. My old person, the person that I used to be when I lived in sin, that person has now died. I have accepted Christ. I will no longer live as I used to live. My old life is dead and buried. I leave it under the waters of baptism. When I come up from the water, I identify with Christ,
abdi dikenal sareng Kristus,
who was raised from the dead for me.
Gugah dipupusna kanggo abdi.
And now I will walk in a new life.
Sareng ayeuna abdi nempuh hiji kahirupan anyar.
Not under the power of sin.
Tanas dihadap kawasa dosa.
Not under the power of Satan.
Tanas dihadap kawasa setan.
But with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Tapi kalangkungan kawasa Roh Kudus.
When I am baptized in water,
waktu abdi dibaptis di Jerosai,
I declare to God in heaven,
abdi ngumumkeun ka Allah di sorga,
I declare to all of the angels,
ka sadayana malaikat,
I declare to Satan and all demons,
ka setan sareng roh jahat,
I declare to the world,
abdi ngumumkeun ka dunya,
to my family,
ka keluarga abdi,
to my community,
ka masyarakat abdi,
to my village,
ka desa abdi,
that I am a new person in Christ.
Dan abdi teh manusia anyar di lebet Kristus.
My old sinful ways are done.
Kebiasaan lami abdi tos direngsekeun.
I am now identified with Christ.
Abdi ayeuna dikenal sareng Kristus.
Baptism declares that.
Baptisan ngumumkeun eta.
It is important for the Christian to do.
Eta penting sareng dilakukeun ku jalmi-jalmi Kristen.
Some do not want to be identified with Christ.
Beberapa urang teu hoyong dikenal sareng Kristus.
Jesus does not want us to live our Christian life in secret.
Yesus teu hoyong upami hirup urang ngajalankeun kahirupan Kristen secara rahasia.
He wants us to declare to the world what has happened to us.
Jenemik hoyong abdi ngumumkeun ka dunya naon nu kajantenan.
Baptism does that.
Baptisan ngalakukeun hal eta.
The word used in the Bible for baptism,
kacap anu biasana dianggo di lebet kitab suci,
literally means to dip under or to immerse.
Secara harafiah eta dilebetkeun ka handap anu dikerapkeun.
For that reason, when we baptize people,
kumaha eta waktos urang ngabaptis jalmi-jalmi,
we don't just sprinkle a little water on them.
Urang teu mungkul ngecelakeun cai ka luhureunana.
We put them under the water.
Urang ngalebetkeun maranehna ka jero cai.
We bring them up.
Urang ngaluarkeun maranehna.
We see here from Romans chapter 6.
Tingali dina Roma pasal 6.
That baptism is a type of burial.
Baptisannya eta sajenis murebgen.
When you baptize someone,
saderek murebgen sasaurang.
You don't just sprinkle a little dirt on them.
Saderek teu meunang muragen sakedik cenah oge.
You put their body under the earth.
Saderek murebgen awak-awak maranehna di handapan.
My old life is gone and buried.
Hirup abdi nu lawas parantos teu aya sareng dikurebgen.
Because water baptism demonstrates our identification with Christ.
Margi cai baptisan mempraktikkeun pengenalan urang sareng Kristus.
A person must first have faith in Christ before they are baptized.
Seorang kada ngagaduan iman dina Kristus sateuacana maranehna dibaptis.
Baptism is worthless unless I have faith in Christ first.
Baptisan teu gaduh harga upami teu ngagaduan iman di lebet Kristus langkung teu payun.
For this reason we do not baptize babies in water.
Margi alasan eta urang teu ngabaptis orok
di mun. A person must come to the place.
Seorang kada dongkap ka tempat baptisan.
Where they understand what Jesus has done for them.
Mana maranehanna ngartos kana naon anu ku Yesus parantos dipidamel.
Where they have accepted Christ as their Savior.
Sareng di mana maranehanna nampi Kristus salaku juru salamet.
A small baby cannot do this.
Urang orok mah tiasa ngalakukeun hal eta.
So we do not baptize them in water.
Enten urang teu ngabaptis maranehanna di jero cai.
We do pray for them and dedicate them to the Lord.
Urang ngadoa kanggo maranehanna sareng masrahkeun maranehanna ka Pangeran.
But it is our belief.
Tapi nya ieu kapercayaan urang.
From looking at the word of God,
numutkeun ningali ku dawuhan Allah,
that a person must first come to the age,
yen urang kedah ngagaduhan yuswa,
where they understand salvation,
di mana maranehna ngartos ngeunaan kasalametan,
before they can demonstrate it in baptism.
Katilacana maranehna kenging nujulkeun kana eta baptisan.
Let's move on to another church ordinance.
Angga urang lajengkeun bahasan urang ngeunaan peraturan gereja sanesna.
Let's talk about the anointing with oil.
Mangga urang nyareuskeun ngeunaan ngurapi ku minyak.
Please turn with me to the Gospel of Mark chapter 6.
Tingali dinu Injil Markus pasal 6.
Mark chapter 6, we're going to be reading verses 12 and 13.
Markus 6 bari ngawitan ti ayat 12 dugi ka 13.
We will find that the anointing with oil,
urang baris ngingkeun yen ngurapi ku minyak.
As it is mentioned in the New Testament,
umanu disebut tina perjanjian anyar,
is always in connection with healing.
Sok dihubungkeun kana ngadamangkeun.
I'm reading from Mark chapter 6, verses 12 and 13.
Aos Markus 6 ayat 12 sampai 13.
Jesus has sent his disciples out to preach.
Yesus parantos ngutus murid-muridna indit ka ngkhotbah.
Verse 12. So they went out and preached that people should repent.
Ayat 12. Beral murid-murid arindit ngayakeun uar pangajak yen kudu tarobat.
And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
Yan teh eta murid-murid teh oge ngusir roro jahat jeung nyageurkeun ugararengku diolesan minyak.
So we find that the disciples of Jesus practiced the anointing with oil for healing.
Enten urang ngingkeun yen murid-murid Yesus mempraktekkeun ngurapan nganggo minyak nganggo ngadamangkeun.
Turn with me please to the book of James.
Mangga urang buka sasarengan dina kitab Yakobus.
We want to read from James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.
Yakobus pasal 5, ayat 14, dugi ka 15.
This book is written to the church.
Buku ieu ditulis ku gereja.
In verse 14 of James chapter 5, it says this.
In ayat 14, Yakobus pasal 5, dicaros kieu.
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Dulur-dulur anu garering kudu dipangneangkeun pangurus jamaah anu kudu mangnadakeun jeung olesan ku minyak kalayan nyambat panjenengan Allah.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Upanada tina iman baris katulungan ku Gusti baris dikeresakeun. Sager, upama aya kasalahan oge diampura.
Here again in connection with healing.
Sakali deui kaitanana sareng ngadamangkeun.
We find the anointing with oil.
Urang mendakan hal ngeunaan ngurapi nganggo minyak.
I want you to notice with me.
Hayang saderek maratoskeun.
It doesn't say that the oil heals the person.
Ieu teu dicaraoskeun yen minyak ngadamangkeun jalmi eta.
It says the prayer of faith brings healing to the sick.
Caraoskeun yen doa lahir tina iman ngadamangkeun.
The oil is symbolic of two things.
Minyak ngalambangkeun dua hal.
First, it is symbolic of the work of the Holy Spirit in healing.
Kaji karya Roh Kudus dina ngadamangkeun.
The Holy Spirit is the one that brings healing about.
Kudus nyanda kawarasan.
And in the Bible, oil is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Sareng dina kitab suci, minyak mangrupi ciri khas Roh Kudus.
We are saying as we anoint someone with oil.
Urang nuju nyareuskeun waktos urang mengurapi saurang ku minyak.
We're depending on the work of the Holy Spirit to heal them.
Urang nuju nyarane kepada malan Roh Kudus kanggo ngadamangkeun maranehna.
The second thing the oil represents.
Hal anu kadua nya eta minyak ngalambangkeun.
Is dedication and consecration to God.
Masrahkeun sareng abdi ka Allah.
All through the Old Testament.
Di sakuliah perjanjian lawas.
They would anoint things with oil.
Maranehna ngurapan barang-barang ku minyak.
Which was a way to dedicate or consecrate something to God.
Mangrupikeun hiji cara kanggo masrahkeun sareng ngabdikeun naon ka Allah.
This tells us that the person seeking healing.
Ieu teh masihan terang ka urang yen jalmi anu milari kawarasan.
To take time to search their heart.
Sakedahna ngaluangkeun waktos kanggo nitenan ka maranehna.
And prepare their heart.
Sareng nyiapkeun hate maranehna.
To make sure there's nothing between them and God.
Kanggo mastikeun yen teu aya halangan di antara maranehna sareng Allah.
I must have a life consecrated to God.
Abdi kedah ngagaduhan hirup ngabdi ka Allah.
My heart must be right.
Hate abdi kedah leres.
Before I can receive healing.
Dateu acan abdi tiasa nampi kawarasan.
One other thing I'd like to point out.
Sanes anu hoyong abdi tekenkeun nyata.
In verse 14 it says this.
Na ayat 14 dicaroskeun kieu.
Let the sick person call.
Aya kahadean gering teu digeroan.
It didn't say have someone call for them.
Abdi teu nyarioskeun sasauran ngagroan kang
manehna. The person that has the need in their life.
Jalmi eta nu ngagaduhan kabutuh dina hirup
manehna. Is to call for the elders themselves.
Ngagroan para pamimpin nganggo anjeunna nyalira.
It allows them to demonstrate their faith.
Yeung ngidinan maranehanna nujukeun iman maranehna.
A number of times.
Beberapa kali kajantenan.
I have had people call on the behalf of another.
Jalmi-jalmi ngagroan abdi ngangge nami batur.
And sometimes when I arrive to pray for that person,
atos abdi dongkap ngadoakeun jalmi eta,
I find that they are not willing to be healed.
Abdi ngaingkeun nyamaranana teu kersa didamangkeun.
They are not ready to be healed.
Maranana teu siap didamangkeun.
But the person who's reaching out to God,
abdi jalmi nu nyaketan Allah,
and calls for the elders of the church,
ngageroan para pemimpin gereja,
they're obeying the word of God.
Maranana du taat ka dawuhan Allah.
God will meet them.
Allah bakal mendakan maranehna.
I got a call one afternoon.
Abdi nampi panggilan dina hiji sore.
A woman was calling the church.
Hiji istri nelpon gereja.
She said, "Are there any elders in the church?"
Nah, ya pamimpin sawai di gereja.
I knew in my heart why she was calling.
Abdi terang dina hate abdi nah anjeunna nelpon.
I said, "Are you sick in your body?"
Nah, salira ibu teu damang.
She said, "Yes," and I was reading in James chapter 5.
Anjeunna nyaros mun sareng abdi nuju ngaos dina Yakobus pasal
5. I would call for the elders.
Anu pami abdi ngageroan para pamimpin.
They would anoint me with oil.
Maranana bakal ngurapan abdi ku minyak.
And pray the prayer of faith.
Sareng ngadoa ku iman.
I would be healed.
Ajeng abdi baris didamangkeun.
I told her I'll be right over.
Abdi nyarioskeun jeuna abdi bade kitu.
I got to her house and knocked on the door.
Abdi dugi ka bumi sareng ka ketok.
She had been very ill for many, many days.
Anjeunna teu damang ripuh tos lami pisan.
But when I walked into her home,
tapi waktos abdi lebet ka bumina,
I sensed faith in the atmosphere.
Ngaraos suasana iman.
She had acted on the word of God.
Anjeunna barang damel numutkeun dawuhan Allah.
I had a small bottle of oil.
Digaduh sabotol alit minyak.
I anointed her with oil and prayed.
Abdi ngurapan anjeunna ku minyak sareng ngadoa.
She was instantly healed.
Tinggal pisan anjeunna didamangkeun.
It was her faith.
Nyaeta ku iman.
She was acting on the word of God.
Anjeunna barang damel numutkeun dawuhan Allah.
We prayed and God worked a miracle.
Abdi sadaya ngadoa sareng Allah ngalakukeun mujizat.
The word of God is for us today, friend.
Dawuhan Allah masih dinten ieu.
Let's dare to take God at His word.
Nangga urang percanten ka dawuhan Allah.
And see the sick healed.
Sareng ningali jalmi-jalmi didamangkeun.
I'd like to talk about a third church ordinance.
Yoyong nyarios ngeunaan peraturan gereja nu katilu.
The Lord's Supper or communion.
Perjamuan kudus atau piriungan.
Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Mangatingali sareangan hiji Korintus pasal 11.
I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30.
Tingal siji Korintus 11 ayat 23 dugi ka 30.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread.
Eta aja ti Gusti asalna ti Gusti ku anjeun diajarkeun ka simkuring. Dina petingna ditangkep Gusti Yesus nyandak roti.
When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me."
Tuluy muji syukur sarta rotina disemplekan, tidinya sasauran, ieu tampanan dahar, ieu teh badan kami, lampahkeun pikeun pangingat-ingat ka kami.
In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me."
Pengseeta anjeunna nyandak lumur bari sasauran. Ieu lumur perjanjian anyar anu disakeun ku getih kami, lampakeun saterusna, maraneh nginum kieu kudu inget ka kami.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes.
Jadi aranjeun ngadahar roti jeung nginum tina ieu lumur, aranjeun nganyatakeun pupusna Gusti nepi ka mangsa sumpingna deui.
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Sasanu ngadahar roti jeung nginum tina eta lumur, teu sopan, doraka, ngotoran salira jeung getih Gusti.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Sabab eta samemeh prak ngariung dahar jeung nginum tina lumur Gusti, kudu nguji heula diri.
For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Milu kana riungan tanpa pengakuan yen anu disuguhkeun teh salira Gusti, sesat geus ngaragrageun hukuman ka dirina sorangan.
For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep.
Sasababna diaranjeun loba anu kurang jeung loba anu maraot.
Now according to verse 26,
numutkeun ayat 26,
that as we partake of the Lord's Supper,
Setiap kali orang nyandak bagian dina perjamuan Gusti,
that we proclaim his death until he comes again.
Urang wartoskeun pupusna pangeran dugi ka mantana sumping.
Literally we are proclaiming what he has done.
Secara harapiah urang nuju mau proklamir
through his death.
Kan naon anu parantos mantana pidama.
We are demonstrating outwardly an inward faith that we have in the sacrifice of Jesus. There are two elements listed here. There is the body and the blood. In our church, we'll use crackers and juice to represent the body and blood. And as the members of the congregation eat the bread and drink the cup, we are outwardly showing that we believe that Jesus shed his blood to wash away our sins and that his body was broken for us.
Dan salirana dibagikan kang urang.
I read in a book once,
dipernah ngaos dina hiji buku,
written by a man who spent many years in prison.
Cerat ku saurang pamegat nu cicing di panjara puluhan tahun.
He was sent to prison for his faith in Christ.
Anyana dikirim ke panjara kumargi imana di lebet Kristus.
There were many other Christians in prison with him.
Jerjami Kristen anu sanes dina panjara.
They were beaten and tortured.
Maranehna ditenggeulan sareng disiksa.
They were given very little food.
Maranehna dipasihan sakedik pisan
emang. And when they could,
sareng upami
they would gather together in prison.
Maranehna bakal ngariung sasarengan di lebet panjara.
And take the little crumbs of bread that they had.
Sareng nyanak sakedik sasar roti nu maranehna boga.
And the muddy water that they had to drink.
Sareng cai anu ngandung taneuh.
And they would use that.
Sareng maranehna ngagunakeun eta.
And partake of the Lord's Supper.
Sareng nyandak bagian dina perjamuan Gusti.
I know God was looking at their hearts.
Abdi terang Allah nuju ningali kana hate maranehna.
That's the important thing in all that we do.
Ieu mangrupi hal penting dina sagala hal anu pidamel kurang.
They were celebrating what Jesus had done for them.
Maranehna nuju ngarayakeun naon anu ku Yesus dipidamel kurang.
When I drink the cup, I am declaring
abdi nuju ngumumkeun
that I believe Jesus has shed his blood
and abdi percantan ka Yesus nu parantos nyurahkeun
and redeemed me from sin.
Sareng nebus abdi tina dosa.
That sin has no power over me.
Dosa teu ngagaduhan kawasa dina diri abdi.
That I will go to heaven.
Yen abdi bade mios ka sorga.
His blood has changed my life.
Tina parantos ngarubi hidup abdi.
But there is something else besides the cup.
Tapi aya hiji hal anu sanes lian ti cawan.
Which represents his blood.
Ngalambangkeun getihna.
There is the bread that represents his body.
Ieu teh roti nu ngalambangkeun salirana.
Jesus said it represents his body that was broken for us.
Yesus nganika ieu teh ngalambangkeun salirana nu dihancurkeun kang urang.
The Bible teaches us in Isaiah 53, verse 5.
Kitab suci ngajarkeun dina Yesaya 53 ayat 5.
And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
Sareng dina hiji Petrus 2 ayat 24.
That Jesus' body was broken.
Yen salira Yesus diancurkeun.
To provide healing for us.
Kanggo nyayogikeun kawarasan kaurang.
It says, by his stripes.
Disarioskeun ku bilur-bilurna.
You were healed.
Urang janten damang.
Jesus was beaten across the back.
Yesus disameti tonggongna.
His flesh was bleeding.
Getihna ngocor.
The Bible says that through that act,
nyareoskeun ngalangkungan sadaya kalakuan,
that healing was provided for us.
Kawarasan disayogikeun kang urang.
His blood provided salvation for my spirit.
Getihna nyayogikeun kasalamatan kang roh abdi.
His broken body provided healing for my body.
Salirana nu ancur nyayogikeun kawarasan kanggo salira abdi.
As we partake of the Lord's Supper,
sawatara urang nyandak bagian dina perjamuan pangeran.
And I partake of the bread.
Sareng abdi nyandak roti.
I am outwardly demonstrating.
Abdi nunjukkeun secara lahiriah.
My faith in what the Bible teaches.
Mam abdi nurutkeun ajaran kitab suci.
That by Jesus' stripes I was healed.
Yen ku bilur-bilur Yesus abdi dilamangkeun.
Look with me again in verse 29.
Mangatingali dina ayat 29.
It says, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Kulantaran kitu sawai anu dahar sareng nginum tapi teu ngaku ka salira pangeran, anjeunna ngadatangkeun hukuman dina dirina.
Notice it said, not discerning the Lord's body.
Perhatikeun, teu ngaku ka salira pangeran.
The next verse says this.
Ayat salajengna nyaroskeun.
For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep.
Sabab gitu seur di antara marane anu leuleus sareng anu teu damang sareng anu saeutik oge nu maot.
Where it says many sleep, that means many die early before their time.
Artosna seur anu maot sateuacan waktosna.
The Bible says that because we do not discern the Lord's body.
It
didn't say not because we don't discern His blood. Remember, there's two elements in the Lord's Supper. All Christians have discerned or understood what the blood represents.
Kadaya orang Kristen ngaku sareng ngartos yen getih ngalambang genaun.
We understand His blood washes away our sin.
Urang ngartos getihna ngumbah dosa-dosa urang.
But we must also understand why His body was broken.
Tapi urang oge kedah ngartos naha salirana dihancurkeun.
The Apostle Paul, in writing this,
Paulus waktos nulis ieu,
said because many people in the Corinthian church didn't understand His broken body,
ngartos salirana dihancurkeun,
that many were sick and many were weak among them.
And
many died early. If they don't understand that by His stripes they were healed, their faith cannot reach out and receive it. We must preach both aspects of Christ's redemption.
Rangkadah motbakeun dua aspek tina penebusan Kristus.
There is also another application.
Aya oge penerapan sanes.
Where it talks about the Lord's body.
Nyarios ngeunaan salira Gusti Yesus.
And not fully recognizing it.
Sareng teu sapinuhna terangeun.
Look back with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Anga urang balik deui ka ayat 1 Korintus 10.
I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 16 and verses 17.
Abdi berengos hiji Korintus 10 ayat 16 dugi ka 17.
The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?
Kapan lumur berkah nu ku urang ditarima ku muji syukur teh geus ngalantarankeun urang tunggal sagetih jeung getih Kristus geus jadi sadaging jeung salira Kristus waktu ngabagi-bagi.
For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partake of that one bread.
Kusabab roti nu dibagi-bagi ngan hiji urang oge anu sakieu lobana kabeh geus sabadan.
This teaches that not only does the bread represent Jesus' broken body for our healing,
ngajarkeun yen roti nu teu ukur ngalambangkeun salira Yesus dihancurkeun kanggo kawarasan urang.
But that the bread represents all in the body of Christ.
Tapi roti ngalambangkeun sadaya anu dilebet salira Kristus.
It says we are one bread and one body.
Jadi urang teh salah sahiji roti sareng hiji awak.
Which teaches us something very important.
Ngajarkeun urang hal nu kalintang pentingna.
There's no room for prejudice in the body of Christ.
Daya tempat kanggo ngagaduan prasangka di lebet salira Kristus.
All people that have called upon the name of Jesus and been washed in His blood are saved.
Sadaya jalmi nu parantos ngageroan nami Yesus sareng parantos dikumbah ku getihna diselametkeun.
I cannot say you're not a Christian because you don't belong to my church.
Abdi teu tiasa nyareuskeun yen saderek sanes Kristen kumargi sanes anggota gereja.
I heard a man say one time.
Abdi ngadangu saurang pamegat nyarios.
If you do not belong to my denomination,
pamisa derek teu janten anggota gereja abdi,
you are not saved.
Saderek teu diselametkeun.
He said the only people that are truly saved,
jalmi-jalmi anu leres diselametkeun,
are those that belong to our denomination.
Eta maranehna nu ngagabung dina gereja.
That man has not discerned the Lord's body.
Megetea teu ngaku ka salira pangeran.
You cannot say that the church is just European and not African.
Derek teu tiasa nyarioskeun yen gereja mung jalmi-jalmi Eropa sanes.
You cannot say the church is just Asian and not Latin American.
Derek teu nyarioskeun gereja mung ukur ti Asia sanes.
It makes no difference what our culture is.
Ningali naon budaya urang.
It makes no difference where we're born.
Di mana urang dilahirkeun.
If I have accepted Jesus into my heart,
mun urang nampi Yesus di lebet hate urang,
if you have accepted Jesus in your heart, we are members of the same body.
Urang teh anggota dina salira nu sami.
And we can have fellowship around Jesus.
Orang kiasa ngagaduhan riungan di sabudeureun Yesus.
We must understand that the body of Christ is one.
Urang kedah ngartos yen salira Yesus teh mung hiji.
Jesus said this.
Yesus ngandika kieu.
All men will know that you're my disciples.
Kedaya jalmi bakal nyaho yen maneh nya eta murid kami.
When they see that you have love one for another.
Baktos maranehna ningali yen maneh silih pikanya.
There is no room for division in the body of Christ.
Daya tempat kanggo papisah di lebet salira Kristus.
We do not have time to fight among ourselves.
Urang teu gaduh waktos kanggo gelut di antawis urang.
We must preach Jesus to a lost and a dying world.
Urang kedah ngaruarkeun ngeunaan Yesus ka dunya nu leungit sareng nu baris teu aya.
When we partake of the Lord's Supper.
Atos urang nyandak bagian tina perjamuan kudus.
We declare the unity of the body of Christ.
Urang ngumumkeun karaketan dina salira Kristus.
In our church we have communion one time a month.
Di gereja abdi ngayakeun perjamuan kudus sakali dina sabulan.
The Bible says as often as you do it in remembrance of Jesus.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun setiap kali maneh ngalakukeun hal eta jadi peringatan keur kami.
It doesn't tell us how often to do it.
Kemasihan terang sabaraha kali ngalakukeunana.
It says as often as you choose to do it.
Biasa iraha bae ngalakukeunana.
You could do it one time a week.
Biasa saminggu sakali.
You could do it every day.
Biasa unggal dinten.
Some pastors travel to their members' homes.
Beberapa pendeta mah panguriling ka bumi-bumi jemaat.
They have communion with the family.
Maranehna ngayakeun perjamuan sareng.
I remember a lady that called one time.
Mun abdi ka hiji waktu sorang istri nelpon ka.
She was 100 years old.
Isuna 100 taun.
She had been a missionary in China as a young girl.
Anjeuna parantos janten sorang misionaris di Cina.
She said I'm in a home for the elderly.
Anjeuna nyarios abdi aya di panti werda.
Someone please come and have the Lord's Supper with me.
Nah, tiasa urang dongkap sareng ngayakeun perjamuan kudus sareng abdi.
I will never forget that day.
Di teu pernah hilap ka dina.
I went and sat beside her bed.
Abdi angkat sareng calik di sisi tempat
telaton. We partook of the Lord's Supper together.
Abdi saaya ngayakeun perjamuan kudus.
She broke out into a song.
Anjeuna ngawikeun hiji lagu.
We worship the Lord.
Abdi sadaya muji ka Pangeran.
We were celebrating what Jesus had done for us.
Urang nuju ngarayakeun naon anu ku Yesus dipindahkeun.
It was a marvelous day.
Ieu dinten nu teu biasa.
Communion.
Riungan.
The Lord's Supper.
Perjamuan kudus
is one of the ordinances of the church.
Salah satu peraturan gereja.
It gives us a way to declare what Jesus has done for us.
Yemasian ka urang cara ngumumkeun naon ku Yesus di pidana.
To celebrate our redemption.
Ngarayakeun ditebusna urang.
The fourth and final ordinance.
Peraturan kaopat sareng anu terakhir.
That I want to talk about is the laying on of hands.
Bade dibahas ku abdi hal numpangkeun panangan.
In Hebrews chapter 6.
Berani pasal 6.
It says this, that the laying on of hands is a foundational doctrine of Christ.
Yen numpangkeun panangan teh hiji doktrin Kristus nu janten dasar.
And the New Testament tells us there are several reasons.
Perjanjian anyar ngajarkeun aya sabaraha alasan.
For laying hands on the sick.
Numpangkeun panangan kanu teu damang.
Look with me in Luke chapter 4.
Ngali Lukas pasal 4.
We're going to be reading from Luke chapter 4 and verse 40.
Baca di Lukas 4 ayat 40.
Luke 4 and verse 40.
Lukas 4 ayat 40.
When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
Tangga surup panonpoe juljol nu marawa nu garering rupa-rupa kasakitna masing-masing ku anjeunna ditumpangan panangan tuluy calageur.
At time Jesus healed the sick by laying hands on them.
Kadang mah Yesus ngadamangkeun ku cara numpangkeun pananganna.
As believers in Jesus Christ.
Jalmi percanten dina lebet Yesus.
We have been commanded to do the same.
Urang parantos dibewarang kanggo ngalaksanakeun hal anu sami.
Look with me in Mark chapter 16.
Ngali dina Markus 16, 17, 18.
Going to read in Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18.
Urang bade ngaos Markus 16, ayat 17, sareng 18.
And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues.
Golongan nu percaya bakal kaancikan ku kawasan gaib, bari ngusir setan-setan ku nyambat jenengan kami bisa ngomong, bahasa-bahasa asing nu.
They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Maranena bakal wani newak orai. Moal nepi ka binasa sanajan nginum racun anu keras, leungeunna dipake nyambak nu geringna terus sageur.
Jesus said believers were to lay hands on the sick for healing.
Yesus ngandika, nu percaya numpangkeun panangan kanu teu damang jadi damang.
Not just pastors.
Kana sung pandeta-pandeta.
But all believers.
Tapi sadaya nu persanten.
There was a man in our church that suffered with an illness many, many years.
Urang pamegat di gereja abdi anu parantos kasiksa ku hiji penyakit salami 10
tahun. He was prayed for by many people.
Anjeuna parantos didoakeun ku sareur jalmi.
And he was never healed.
Terang anjeuna teu pernah didamangkeun.
But he was looking to the man to heal him and not to God.
Anjeuna melong ka jalmi nu ngadamangkeunana sanes ka Allah.
He wanted the pastor to heal him.
Anjeuna mika hoyong pandeta nu ngadamangkeun.
But Jesus is the healer.
Namung Yesus nu ngadamangkeun.
We're just his instruments.
Urang mah ngan ukur alat-alatna.
One time in service.
Iye waktos dina ibadah.
I had the believers begin to lay hands on one another.
Abdi hoyong jamaah numpangkeun panangan sasarengan.
Pray for the sick in the congregation.
Urang ngadoa kanggon teu damang di jemaat abdi.
A young man laid hands on him.
Urang jajakan numpangkeun panangan di luhureunana.
And he was instantly healed.
Anjeuna didamangkeun waktu
sakit. After years and years of suffering.
Parantos mang taun-taun kasiksa.
He said, "Pastor, I don't even know who prayed for me."
Pendeta, abdi teu kenal saha nu ngadoakeun abdi.
He finally put his eyes on Jesus.
Akhirna neuteup ka Yesus.
Jesus uses believers. If you're a believer, he can use you.
Pamisa derek nyaeta saurang percanten anjeuna tiasa nganggo saderek.
Look with me in the book of Acts chapter 6.
Ngatingali dina kitab Kisah Rasul pasal 6.
Excuse me, Acts chapter 8.
Hapunten Kisah Rasul pasal 8.
Going to be reading from Acts chapter 8 verse 14.
Urang baca Kisah Rasul 8 ayat 14.
In Acts chapter 8 verse 14 through verse 17.
Kisah Rasul 8 ayat 14 dugi ka 17.
Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them.
Bejatana Samaria nu geus narima kana pangandika Allah geus nepi ka rasul-rasul di Yerusalem, tuluy Petrus jeung Yohanes diutus ka ditu.
Who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
Sasumpingna ranjeunanana da nyuhunkeun supaya urang dinya pada-pada ginanjar Roh Suci.
For as yet he'd fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Sababarita mah Roh Suci acan turun ka saurang-urang acan di Samaria. Maranehanana kakara dibaptis jeung panjenengan Yesus
Bae. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
Sabada kuduan ditarumpangan panangan kakara maranehanana ginanjar Roh Suci.
So we see another purpose for the laying on of hands.
Enten urang ningali tujuan sanestina numpangkeun panangan.
We can lay hands on believers to receive the Holy Spirit.
Urang kenging numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi anu percanten kanggo nampi Roh Kudus.
In Acts chapter 19 it tells us the same thing.
Rasul 18 urang dipasihan terang hal nu sami.
The Apostle Paul laid his hands on several men and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Rasul Paulus numpangkeun panangan di luhureun sababaraha jalmi. Sang maranehna dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
God still works the same way today.
Allah didamel ngalangkungan anu sami dangat ayeuna.
Turn with me to Acts chapter 6, please.
Mangga awas Kisah Rasul 6.
Acts chapter 6 and we're going to read verses 2 through 6.
Kisah Rasul 6 sareng urang bade ngaos tina ayat 2 dugi ka 6.
We find yet another reason for the laying on of hands.
Sang mendak alasan sanesti numpangkeun panangan.
I'm reading from Acts chapter 6, verse 2.
Aos dina Kisah Rasul 6, ayat 2.
Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables."
Ka-12 rasul murid teh dipiwarang kumpul dulu di cariosan pangandika Allah temenang kateler-teler kungurus ke suang-suang sajen.
Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
Itu numatak dulur-dulur coba milih batur 7. Anu kasebut hade kalakuan jeung budina anu angkat ka urusan eta.
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
Paya saparakan tapi sajongjon dina urusan sembahyang jeung pangandika Allah.
The saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
Usulata ditampi pisan teras milih Stephanus, saurang anu pinuh iman, sareng Roh Kudus, sareng Filipus, Prokarus, Nikanor, Timon, Permenas, sarang Nikolas, agama Yahudi
when they set, whom they set before the apostles, and when they prayed, they laid hands on them.
Maranehna eta dihadapkeun ka rasul-rasul teras ngadoa sareng nyimpen parangan di luhureun maranehna.
They laid hands on them to separate them for a specific duty.
Maranehna numpangkeun panangan luhureun aranjeunna nganggo misakeun aranjeunna kanggo hiji tugas khusus.
We find this is another reason for the laying on of hands.
Rangengkeun alasan sanes dina ngeunaan numpangkeun panangan.
Someone says but they were just going to serve food.
Tapi maranehna mung ngayogikeun tuangeun.
There are no unimportant jobs in the body of Christ.
Aya pada melanu penting di lebet salira Kristus.
Whatever we do, we need to do with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Naon wae nu dipidamel ku urang kedah ngalakukeun sareng Roh Kudus.
They took working for the Lord very seriously.
Maranehna barang damel nganggo pangeran serius pisan.
Even if it was only serving food.
Umpami eta mung saukur saeugikeun.
So we find they lay hands upon people to confer an office or separate to a specific duty.
Urang nu ngengingkeun maranehna numpangkeun panangan kanggo tugas nu terhormat di kantor atanapi hiji tugas khusus.
Turn with me if you would to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Mangga sasangan tina hiji Timotius 4.
1 Timothy chapter 4.
Hiji Timotius 4.
I want to read verse 14 of 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Yo ngaos ayat 14. Tina hiji Timotius 4.
Paul is writing to a young minister named Timothy.
Paulus nuliskeun ka pandeta anom anu namina Timotius.
Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership.
Ulah diteler-teler eta karunia nya eta piwejang nabi ku hidep geus katarima waktu ditumpangan panangan ku para kokolot basa di Israelna.
This is referring to when Timothy was ordained into the ministry.
Eta nuduhkeun waktos Timotius disahkeun di lebet pelayanan.
So we lay hands upon people when they're ordained into the ministry.
Urang numpangkeun panangan di luhureun jalmi waktos maranehna resmi lebet kana pelayanan.
And we find also that it's possible.
Urang ngingkeun oge yen
the Holy Spirit will impart gifts.
Roh Kudus baris neundeun karunia-karuniana
that are necessary to fulfill the ministry.
Nu kedah kanggo ngajalankeun tugas pelayanan.
When hands are laid upon that person.
Patos urang numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi eta.
Now when we lay hands on someone to ordain them into the ministry.
Sareng waktos urang numpangkeun panangan ka saurang kanggo ngaresmikeun maranehna jadi pelayan.
We are not creating a call into the ministry.
Urang teu nyiptakeun hiji panggilan ka lebet pelayanan.
We are confirming a call that already exists upon their life.
Urang neguhkeun panggilan anu parantos di lebet hirup maranehna.
If a person does not already sense the call of God in their own heart,
pamisa urang jalmi teu ngaraoskeun panggilan Allah dina hatena,
and they do not demonstrate in their lifestyle that they are called into the ministry,
manehna teu nuduhkeun dina cara hirup maranehanana yen maranehanana parantos dipanggil ka lebet pelayanan,
we would be wasting our time to lay hands upon them.
Urang bade nyia-nyiakeun waktos numpangkeun panangan di luhureun maneh.
We are confirming before the church what God has already done.
Urang nuju neguhkeun di payuneun gareja naon anu ku Allah tos dipidamel.
We are adding our amen.
Urang nuju nambahkeun amin urang.
In our church we lay hands upon people when they're ordained into ministry.
Di gareja abdi numpangkeun panangan ka luhureun jalmi-jalmi waktos maranehna diresmikeun lebet kana pelayanan.
Perhaps they're going to a nearby city to start another church.
Panginten maranehna bade mios ka kota anu caket kanggo ngamitian gereja nu.
They're going to another country.
Tapi maranehna bade mios ka nagara sanes.
We sent people to Central America.
Urang tos ngutus jalmi-jalmi ka Amerika
Tengah. To India.
Ka India.
To Europe.
Eropa.
To Africa.
Afrika.
We lay hands upon them.
Urang numpangkeun panangan ka luhureun maranehanana.
In recognition that the hand of God is already upon them.
Nyaeta kanggo yen panangan Allah parantos nyarengan maranehna.
And we pray for them.
Sareng urang ngadoa kanggo maranehna.
That God will impart the gifts that they need.
Yen Allah baris nyimpen karunia-karunia anu maranehna butuhkeun.
And that God will lead them and guide them into the ministry.
Yen Allah baris mimpin sareng ngabimbing maranehna ka lebet pelayanan.
There's one last area I need to mention.
Di bidang terakhir nu kedah disebut ku abdi.
We will not turn there in the Bible.
Urang teu muka dina kitab suci.
I'll just give you the scripture.
Abdi mung masihan ka saderek ayat.
Mark's Gospel chapter 10 verses 13 through 16.
Injil Markus 10 ayat 13 dugi ka 16.
Verses 13 through 16.
Ayat 13 hingga 16.
We find they're bringing young children to Jesus.
Urang mendakan yen manehna nuju nyandak barudak aralit ka Yesus.
And Jesus is laying his hands upon them and blessing them.
Yesus nuju numpangkeun pananganan luhureun maranehanna sareng ngaberkahan maranehanna.
So with the church ordinance of the laying on of hands.
Itu peraturan gereja ngeunaan numpangkeun panangan.
We see that blessings can be imparted.
Urang ningali berkah-berkah nu dipasihkeun.
Jesus blessed the children.
Yesus ngaberkahan barudak aralit.
I think you can bless adults too.
Adi emut saderek tiasa ngaberkahan jalmi-jalmi dewasa.
When we bless young children,
urang ngaberkahan barudak aralit.
We pray that God would keep them in health.
Urang ngadoa supados Allah ngajaga maranehanna.
That God would surround them with protection.
Yen Allah baris ngalindungan maranehanna.
That they would fulfill God's will.
Sareng yen maranehanna baris ngagenapi kayong Allah.
And carry out his plans for their life.
Allah baris nyanda karancanganna kanggo hirup maranehna.
Shortly after the children are born.
Tanggeus barudak dilahirkeun.
The parents in our church bring them to be blessed.
Budi gareja nyandak maranehna kanggo diberkahan.
It is not just a man-made tradition.
Yeusana tradisi didamel ku jalmi.
None of these ordinances are just man-made traditions.
Gaya hiji peraturan ieu nya eta damelan manusia.
We are acting upon divine authority.
Urang nuju ngalakukeun hal numutkeun otoritas ilahi.
Upon the example that the word of God gives us.
Numutkeun contoh nu dawuhan Allah dipasihkeun ka urang.
I pray that God would bless you.
Abdi ngadoa supaya Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek.
And that he would give you understanding.
Urang mantenna masihan saderek kapinteran.
And that you'd win many souls for Christ.
Saderek baris ngengingkeun seueur jiwa kanggo Kristus.
God bless you as you serve him.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek waktu saderek ngalayanan mantenna. Amin.